risk, potential risk. That's all we need to have in our daily life. We take risks in our daily life for many reasons. And we're going to talk about it in delve out in it and the different type of risks that we take in our life. But you know, my name is Double. It's the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Wagger Beck. I got to tell you, people, now we're going to dive off in risk, but also we're going to talk about the dramatic issues of past week. So, brand new, our first episode. Yeah. From a long break. I know you guys have not heard my voice, but it is going to happen. And we have a lot of things to talk about. So, let's get into it. The risk that we face in life is one that have fear us, one that have shaken us up. The one that has doubts and questions, and these risk factors is the one that we have to follow. And sometimes they said protect our money and to protect ourselves is to further protect ourselves and all of these things. So these type of protection risk factors has a lot to do with Jamaica on a whole, and a lot to do with ourselves on a whole, and make informed decision. Some people like to have risk that can protect us. Some people like to have their risk lower staker. Some people have high risk. Some people have medium risk. And the one that we're going to touch on today is the one that impact you, vibrate you, have the level of self-control, and how do it impact your life? And so risk factor in investment. And those are the things that you have to do. These will be the 10 risk factor that you may be considering as a low risk factor. So the one that we're looking at here are some best low risk factors, and then we're going to look at high risk factors and then the medium risk factors. So some of them. So number one, we're going to look at three, and then we're going to go through them. So high heat savings account. So this terms of saving your money into a bank or institution, and you get a quarter percentage or yield, but at the end of the day, it is very, very low risk. And you can do that. Put down your money in the bank and you save it and all of them something there. But what affecting your risk is cash does not lose dollar value. Through inflation, it can lose its purchase power, which is a major factor that so through inflation, and now we have wide amount of inflation beating us. So invest your money into a unit trust or an equity fund, and then that saving series of saving bonds. So you can also, another risk factor, you can put your money into bonds. So a series of IC bonds is a low risk bond that adjusts for inflation and protect your investment. So that is good to do. Why investment? It's the series of bonds with its payment are semi-annual, depends on the inflation rate. With higher inflation levels, the bond is paid out in a series frequency, and it adjusts the high if inflation continues to rise. And the risk it associated, saving bonds are backed up by the US government or the Jamaican government as well. And then thirdly, short-term certificate of deposit. So the Bank of Jamaica, it helps us to get a short investment and reinvestment in returns. Why invest into that? Because it end up the bank promise you to pay at a certain rate of interest over a specific period of time, and the risk that it has a low interest you earn on it. And so that is the three of the low risk investment. You're also going to have a high risk investment. And high-risk investment is that you can really take a hit on your money, or you can also make a turnaround time. So here are some expectation that high-risk is interest. So the difference between a high risk investment is one which there is a large percentage chance of losing of capital or underperformance, and a relative high chance of diverse loss. So you really can lose money on that, and it really affects you because you're taking a risk, and risk comes with a lot of loss. Risk is absolutely the fundamental of investments, no discussion around it, but the performance is meaningful without the least some mention of the risk involved. Problem like new investors figuring out where these risks lies is the difference between low risk and high risk. So I want to give you some example of the type of high risk. Nine types of investment risk. So you have market risk, you have liquidity risk, you have conservative credit risk, reinvestment risk, inflation risk, and so we're going to look on that. So the market risk are equity risk, which apply to investment in shares, and the market of these shares involving all the time dependence on the demand and the supply of the market. Equity risk is a risk of loss because of drop in the market price of shares. Yeah, and risk rate and interest rate risk applies on the debt investments such as bond as we're talking about, and the risk of losing money because of the chance of the interest rate. However, the risk goes up, the market volume of the bonds will drop, and then the currencies like our Jamaican dollars, when you apply your own the Jamaican dollars, it is the risk of losing money because of the movement of exchange rate, such as the Jamaican dollar lessen value relevant to the US dollar or the US stock, Jamaican stock, it will be worth less than the US stock. And that is the liquidity risk. It helps to break down the fair price and getting your money when you want to get out of it. And to sell in the investment, you may need to accept a low price, chance to get your money. And conceptualization risk. The risk of losing money is concentrated in one investment or other type of investment. When you diversify your investment, you spread the risk over different type of investment, such as industry and corporate and location. So what type of risk you are? So those are the risk factors, and that's it. My name is Boss Swaggerific, and then we're going to get down to you talking about dramatic issues on our next episode. Yes, so dramatic issues, stay tuned.